Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is March 26th, 2021. It's a Fightful post-SmackDown show. We got lots of stuff going on over at Fightful this week. ROH 19th anniversary is going on as we speak. We have live results of that. I interviewed Sledge and EC3 this week. Make sure you guys check that out. I got lots of interviews dropping over the next week. What are you doing, Jeremy?
Honor is real, Sean.
Oh, honor is real. I did ask Danhausen and EC3 that over the last week.
Yes, honor is real.
I've got another interview with Danhausen coming up, by the way. Guys, please leave a thumbs up if you're watching this video. Please subscribe. Please donate Super Chats. That stuff really helps. And Jeremy's got a few shows that he does every single week. I'm sure he'll be on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming this week as well. We've got so much stuff to plug, but most importantly, FightfulSelect.com. What are you doing?
You got LASIK, so you can see me.
Yeah, I can. Well, John Cena's coming after you. I have had stories in the past where Mike Bennett, actually for an unreleased episode of Enhancement Stories, when he was doing enhancement work for WWE in like the 2000s, he did the Crime Time taunt, and John Cena went up to him and was like, "Did you do my taunt? Did you do my taunt?" And Mike Bennett was like, no, sir. No, I didn't. And then one time Tyler Rex did a burning hammer and John Cena was like, "That looks an awful lot like the FU." And he was now Gabby Tuft said, no. However, Brian Myers corrected the record in an upcoming interview that I did. So you guys are going to have to check that out. Enough plugs. Let's talk about SmackDown, by God. This was a really good in-ring SmackDown. We did see them go through like the best of all their tropes. We saw an unnecessary rematch. We saw a champion get pinned. We saw a world-class athlete get distracted by music. And we saw weird interference. Also, some production snafus locally, but that was not WWE's fault. Otherwise, I thought this was a really good in-ring episode, Jeremy.
It flew by. I'm a fan of shows that just go by very quickly because some of these shows can drag. It's been announcement week for WWE. I swear they announced like five matches for Mania on Raw. They announced like another three or four here tonight. They announced a bunch of TakeOver stuff. Written so many match announcements articles this week, Sean. Yeah. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's been a lot, and pretty soon we're gonna have wrestling every weeknight. So I mean, we're gonna have a little bit of something with NXT moving to Tuesdays, Impact moving to Thursdays. So much to get into. Please get your super chats in while we're here. Also, another plug: Jimmy Van did a Q&A. It's on Fightful Select. Let's go ahead and talk about SmackDown. This show started off in really, I mean, we can talk about what happened outside of all this as well. This show started off with Daniel Bryan coming out and cutting one of the most nonsensical promos that I have seen. Now, I feel like I got to preface this because the more I have thought about some of the things that you have been saying about Edge over the past week, specifically that he's a little bitch,
yes,
I'm like, at first I was like, oh, Jeremy's doing a bit. And then I'm like, no, he is. He's a little bitch.
Yes.
And I feel like I got to say every time before you all tag him on Twitter, I don't mean Adam Copeland.
No.
We're talking about Edge here.
Yes.
Daniel Bryan, not was his real name, Bryan Danielson. Is that his real name or was that his original shoot name? I think it's his real name. Daniel Bryan, the character, was being a bit of a bitch in this opening promo, Jeremy.
Yeah.
This didn't make any sense. No. He comes out and does the whiny, entitled brat promo. Now, I get it. He's been screwed over quite a bit here. However, all that's undone when he says, I'm not going to let people main event WrestleMania who didn't earn it. What?
Yeah, that line was rough.
Edge went through the whole Royal Rumble. He's 900 years old, Jeremy. You got people leaking Meltzer info. God damn, pal. He looks old. And he ran the gamut. And Roman Reigns, arguably the greatest world champion they've had from a character standpoint in years. And I was like, this is bad.
I liked the Bryan promo up until, because he was screwed over at Fastlane. Like, he made Roman tap. And that's what he says. Like, you said you would die, and I made you tap out. Like, you know, give me what I'm owed here. And I agreed with him on that. When he started talking about Edge and being like, you didn't earn it, it's like, no, Bryan, what are you doing? He did. He won the Rumble. Just because he's being a little bitch doesn't mean he didn't earn this match against Roman. And then the sit-in thing, it's like, all right, it's Occupy.
Oh, my favorite line was, but I don't want anything given to me. I'm going to earn it. So I'm asking for a universal title match.
Yeah.
What? You say, I don't want anything given to me, and then you ask for a universal title match tonight?
He wanted to earn the universal title. He didn't just want to be handed the title or...
It was the option. Those are the only options.
Yeah, he handed the title or handed a match. Which one do you want, Bryan?
Adam Pearce should have came out and said, listen, that's not how it works. You got to beat Jey Uso like everybody else on this roster's done.
At least Edge, when he came out, he was like, dude, I went through you. You were in there. I went number one. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I did this. You know, you had your shot. Step to the back of the line. Everyone's just a little bitch. Sean Roman's the only one who seems cool in all of this. Roman's just like, can y'all just make up your mind on who the hell I'm beating up and just be done with it?
WWE can't book baby faces.
No, they book every baby face like they're Daniel Bryan, but only Bryan can pull it off. And then here they give him bad material to work with.
Like when Drew won the title, he went from dominant Scottish psychopath to
cats and kittens.
Yeah. Like Rhea Ripley won and they had her do the same thing. Like when they brought her up, it's like, you know, sometimes just beating the shit out of people is what people want to see. Like, sometimes that's it. 69 named Deegan says, Edge or the ultimate bitch boy. She censored herself. Bless her. Bless her. It burnt my head. That's not a super chat, but you know what? Oh, man. Burt Reynolds co-star, great colleague, going in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Good for him. Colleague deserves it. I don't care what anyone says.
I think he... If contributions to wrestling are included in this, and they should, he absolutely does. The things that he has done for wrestling in India are incredible, and I know a lot of people maybe don't believe that, but it's true. He's done a lot of really great things.
There's no actual rhyme or reason why these people go in the Hall of Fame. Let Kali have his moment. He's won the world title a couple times. He helped Jinder win the world title. He's a big dude. He's starred in movies and stuff. Let him have his moment.
Did he win it a couple times? Because I'm pretty sure he just won it once and then held Jinder's above his head.
He came up with the Punjabi prison match. I mean, that's a
he came up with it. Like Eric Bischoff invented the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, here's the thing. He's obviously better at building structures than Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Because the Punjabi prison worked.
Right. 100%. I'm fine with Kali going in.
Yeah, we might pad this show out with some Hall of Fame talk because there's not a lot here. Keep on getting in those super chats, guys. Edge then beats up Daniel Bryan. He is not being a little bitch anymore.
It's he still kind of is.
A little bit, but you can tell that his symptoms are going down. But Daniel Bryan caught it. It's contagious. It's full-fledged right now. Because Edge walks backstage, and I think maybe the best part of this build is him walking right into Roman Reigns' office, and Roman Reigns going, "I'm going to unleash the pit bull on you," meaning Jay Uso. And he goes,
"That ain't working."
Edge is like, "Okay, you did that last week. I beat him."
That pit bull's been neutered a few times over the past few months.
So he says Daniel Bryan's taking our spotlight. He did it in 2014. He's doing it again. I thought this was good. It made an awful lot of sense to do this.
It did. I like this from Edge. What I didn't like is pretty much his whole role in this thing. If Edge hadn't been a little bitch from the start, and if he was just like, "You know what, Bryan, you know, you were kind of screwed over at Elimination Chamber. Have your match. It's fine. Have your fast lane match. I'll stay out of it. Winner, I'll take the winner at Mania. It's cool. That's it. That's all he had to do. He put his nose in this, Sean. And then now he has to face the consequences of Bryan being added to the match. No, he should have just butted out.
Bryan did pitch two nights, and that is an idea which I would have been like, cool. I'm not going to argue about watching Roman Reigns perform probably twice. That'd be really neat. But I'm glad that things went the other way. So what happens is they all come out to the ring. Adam Pearce is being intimidated all night long. Unsafe work environment for him. And he says, triple threat match. And I'm cool with that. It's going to be a great match. It's going to be awesome. We've got Ricardo Holt saying, "I'm stoked for heel Edge versus Bryan versus Reigns." But somebody else comes through and says, "How was Edge the heel here?" That's Aaron Entertainment. "I think he was more of a heel when he was acting like a little bitch than he is now. Because now that he's just doling out chair shots to everybody, I'm like, yeah, he's tired of being fucked about."
But he started it.
He doesn't like people playing on his phone.
He started the fucking about because he just didn't mind his damn business when Bryan wanted his title shot. He could have just sided with Bryan and be like, "You know what? You were screwed." Instead, he's like, "No, back of the line, you didn't earn shit, even though you won the..." Like, Bryan was right in that. Like, you know, I went when he's doing his little in-ring thing, like, "Oh, yeah, maybe just after Edge and Roman wrestle, I'll just face the winner, you know? Oh, just like an Elimination Chamber when I went 40 minutes and won the Elimination Chamber, and then Roman comes out and gets the match." I thought that was a clever line by Bryan. Like, if Edge would have just been like, "You know what? You were screwed. Take your fast lane match. I'll chill. I'll face the winner. It's all good." It wouldn't have this issue. So Edge is the heel. They're all little bitches, Sean. Tune into WrestleMania 37. Watch three little bitches fight.
Oh, there's going to be somebody that takes this way out of context. Like, occasionally we'll end up on Reddit or something. People are like, That Robert O'Neill section of Twitter just really, really blows up, man.
Yeah.
69 is taking this Sean's hot take. Kali is better than Kenny Omega.
Factual.
It's true. Better at holding titles upside down, that's for sure. Ray Callahan says, "Ordered my first Fightful t-shirt hoodie today." I don't push this a lot, guys, but shop.fightful.com. We are going to start this spring a giant push for new merchandise. We actually just put some face masks up there, but I am going to start the process probably over the next week or two, definitely after Mania, of putting a ton of new designs and new stuff up there. They're going to be very cool. We've got some good looking shirts up there. Go check them out. You can see them in like 100 different colors. It's all good stuff.
Get the point guard shirt.
Yeah, do it.
What kind of face mask? You got my Fiend face mask?
No, we didn't. Ricardo Holtz says, obligatory Kairi Sane, not a pirate at a Pirate Mania sucks. My hope is that they do the Battle Royal and she's like a surprise entrant. That would be very cool if they did that, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
Oblivious Kairi sent in a super chat, or Kairi, and says, surely a different company books Raw tonight ruled. I thought it was okay. It wasn't, I didn't feel like I wasted my time tonight.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the bar had been lowered these past couple weeks, because these past couple weeks ain't been good. So it was definitely better.
Guys, if you get your thumbs up in, I will stop yelling at you guys. So go ahead and do that. Kevin Owens brings Sami Zayn out to answer a question, and Sami apologizes. I'm like, well, cool. You're a good person, Sami. Good for you.
He is.
He objectively is a good person.
They're screwing him over. He should be in the main event. He's getting screwed over too. He's got a whole documentary about being screwed over. Brian and Edge ain't got no footage. They ain't filming all this stuff.
So Zayn cowers in the corner as Owen says, I want my one-on-one match. I'm stoked this match is happening. I don't care how they've been built up till now. I don't care that they've lost a bunch. I would imagine that this match means an awful lot to them. And because it means an awful lot to them personally, it means a lot to me because, one, I know we're going to see Kevin Owens do something psychotic. Before we talk about that, Sami Zayn says that next week he's getting Logan Paul to do his red carpet gimmick for the documentary. Now, they are responsible, Logan and Jake Paul, for about 90% of our boxing traffic right now. So more power to them. WWE found the first picture they could on Google, 144p quality, and put it up there. 69 Names Deegan says, what's up, besties? Can't wait for the has-been YouTuber Loser Paul to be on SmackDown next week. I just wanted Owens versus Zayn. This is objectively a pretty big get if it is this, but you and I have suspicions maybe they've got some fudgery afoot.
I mean, we know Paul and Zayn have been tweeting at each other, so I don't know how much Logan Paul is in on this. Sammy not only announced it, they did have the graphic. They plugged it again at the end of the show. Graves and Cole did. Like, it seems like he's going to be there. Maybe he just sends in a video. I don't know, but it's a big get, but like, how much does it really mean? You know, like, I think you're turning off a good portion of your audience too with it.
What audience? Evan Wright put the big belts on Bad Bunny and Logan Paul.
One of those I feel like
the size of audience that they are retaining at this point are probably just not going to leave no matter what.
At least they're advertising Logan Paul. They barely advertised Bad Bunny when he was on every single week. Like, you know, put out there that he's actually going to be on the show. I don't think it means anything, honestly. Like, it sounds cool. Like, Logan Paul is going to be on WWE TV, and then, you know, an extra 100 people will tune in, and then they'll lose 200,000 the following week.
Evan Wright says, excited for somebody's barber to weigh in on this. I tweeted Ryan about this. I said, your barber's going to be dancing in the streets. And he went along with the playful ribbing. So there you go. Anakin says, at Mania, I want Sami to Helluva kick Owens right off the pirate ship.
That'd be cool.
My prediction, whatever night this is, Braun and Shane is the opposite night. These are the two somebody's fallen off some shit night.
I'll tell you, because they announced this, Sean. If you watch the product, you would know what's going on here. Night one is Braun and Shane. Night two is Sami and Kevin.
What I tell you. What I tell you. That Robert O'Neill follow through. How about that? How about that?
I don't think Owens is going to get his pirate ship moment. I hate to say it. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think he's going to get it.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Anakin JMT says, let me know if you want to stock up on energy drinks for the two weeks of insanity. Yeah. I mean, if you're offering, yes.
I
drink Monster Energy Rehab Lemonade plus tea. That's what I drink. And yeah, I do.
Did they still- I drink whatever Mountain Dew energy drink is made. It used to be like Amp Energy or something. Yeah. I don't know what they make now, but what, if it's made by Mountain Dew, then that's pretty much what I'll drink energy drink wise.
Or I've never drank coffee, but Sarah Shockey of Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling was like, hey, try the Coke energy stuff, the Coke coffee. And like, my problem is I've never drank coffee, but I love the smell of coffee. So I was drinking something that I identify with the smell of candles. Mm-hmm. So it felt like I was drinking a candle with Coca-Cola.
I want to try the Coke coffee because I've seen it. I think Tank Bearclaw on Twitter posted about it. And I want to try it, but I've not actually like looked for it. I got to go to the grocery store tomorrow. Maybe I'll look for it.
It's pretty well everywhere. It's something that I could tell would be an acquired taste that I could get used to if I tried.
I drink coffee every morning, so that's, you know, that's how I'm the best.
You're up at 6:45 this
morning. I was right. Dude, I'm up at 6 every morning, and then I sleep for a couple hours sometimes.
Brandon Charles Powell says, Kali dancing is enough for me to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Go.
I got no problem with Kali going in the Hall of Fame based on their standards. None at all. Kane's also going in. Rob Van Dam's going in. Eric Bischoff's going in. This very much does seem like we're going to put some people in that fans aren't really gonna miss seeing live, right? I mean, that's how it feels like to me. People who deserve it, but fans will be all right not seeing this induction.
Yeah, definitely. They're not. I mean, Rob Van Dam. I guess Kane is actually like the headliner technically for this year. Like, all right.
Is NWO still going in?
I would assume so because it's both. But I'm saying like specifically the 2021 class. It seems like Kane is the headliner. I mean, I care more about Van Damme. So, Van Damme just like goes up there, lights up in the middle of it, and like what up?
We gotta get a Riddle RVD skit backstage.
We have to.
Evan Wright said, did best heel in the business Baron Corbin make TV? He did not, actually.
No.
He did not. Evan Wright says, give me a Joe Hulbert shirt, you coward, Sean. We'll probably do a This Business shirt, legitimately.
My God.
Nathan Jones says, I'd be happy with Brian winning at Mania and then retiring. I don't think he needs to go out looking at the lights. He needs to go out on a high. I don't think he's retiring. I think that he's, even though we're not seeing him full-time or anything, we have also seen, and we've seen him say how much he loves wrestling and how much he wants to wrestle and how much he loves this business.
That's right.
This business. Yeah.
That would be a great shirt. We should do that.
Bianca Belair defeated Natalya. Bianca Belair, one of the greatest athletes in professional wrestling, is distracted by music.
It's a good song, though.
It is. Mean,
like, literally. Dun, 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 and then it goes.
Yeah.
Push them all the way.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It really is. So if she was like wanting to dance to it, I'd be like, okay, cool. But she was having a match, and a pretty good match. Her and Natalya had a good one. She slapped Bayley outside, and then slapped Bianca. I wish Bayley was on the show.
Bayley doesn't exist anymore.
Bayley's not on the show anymore. And you know, for all that, Sean's gonna be on SmackDown. Well, turns out that's not true at all, as is tradition of late. But I mean, shoot, and credit me for that. But no Charlotte tonight, no Bayley tonight. But we got Sasha Banks and Bianca building their match, and I this was probably the best thing they've done.
No Reginald, no Shayna, no Nia. Just get out of the way with these two. And like this is what they can do well, because they got what, three SmackDowns left, this one and then two more after this, right?
Yes.
When they don't have to like fill television, like they're good at this stuff. When they have the end goal right there, they can get to the finish line. It's when they have to fill all of these weeks in between that they're terrible at. So we get the same matches over and over again. We get people losing who shouldn't be losing. They're just not good at that. So we got all these pay-per-views in between that they feel like, oh, we got to put something here. We got to use Bianca. We got to use – how are we going to do it? Put them in a women's tag team title match. They're not good at that stuff. When they only have like 2 weeks, they're just like, okay, we got 2 weeks left. Let's just kind of have them do like some little promos, get people who need to win a win, do our pull-apart brawl, do our contract signing and all this stuff. Like they can do that. Everything should just be a two-week build. Just move on after 2 weeks instead of keep running everything back. They're good at that.
Yes. Yeah. They get in their own way. I mean, this is the same company that like kept Bianca Belair, AOP, any number of acts off TV because they didn't know how to book them when they weren't the focal point.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous territory to be in, where you know that your own creative is so bad that you can't put somebody on TV because you'll screw them up when it's not their time.
Yeah.
Justin McLucky says, really enjoyed Sasha telling Michael Cole to stay out of the women's locker room and calling him a creep. Love them reinvigorating the Sasha Bianca fire. Back on board for that. Hashtag FTF. Thank you very much. That's a very nice super chat. And this really was the best thing that they've done so far.
Is this going to headline now? Because it they should. Called it the main event, and it was the last thing they promoed for night one. So
Bobby Lashley seems like pretty on board with it. I mean, he's like, we haven't had time to build anything. Meanwhile, I think that's like probably the second best built thing they have on the entire WrestleMania. Maybe the best built thing.
Lashley like, and McIntyre?
Yeah.
They have so much meat on the bone with that, yeah. though. Like Lashley said, because I listened to the interview where I should have talked about burgers first, Joel yeah. Pearl. that's an inside shoot there. But like Lashley said it. He's like, you know, I was with Lana last year and I lost that match to McIntyre. And like, we haven't referenced that at all. I still don't understand why they announced the McIntyre-Lashley match before Fastlane and so everything. Dumb. But they've left a lot of meat on that feud too. Oh, and now Lashley's like, here, 24/7 title dorks go after him and try to take him out.
But I mean, when I look at this, I'm like, okay, Cesaro and Rollins has been an okay build.
Yeah.
It's been okay.
Miz and Bad Bunny's been the best build.
Yeah, it has. It has been. Strowman and Shane sucks. New Day, AJ and Omos has been funny. I've enjoyed that. That's been funny. Fiend and Randy Orton is some of the worst stuff I've seen.
That's night two. That should headline night two over.
We're about to talk Big E and Apollo. But Zayn and Owens was like, they're like, hey, y'all want to do something? All right, cool. Here you go. Have fun. Have fun, boys. Asuka and Rhea Ripley, it was plan D. Plan D. So I'm looking at that and I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how it goes. And Lashley's real good now. But oh man, and as Bezo Banks says, it was so refreshing to see no Reginald. Imagine we had stuff like this since the Rumble, and that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb. Hashtag Sasha versus Bianca main event. I think they should main event. I think it should be an easy, easy decision. Guys, get in those super chats. It really helps. JK Schwal says, just ordered that Fightful mask. I just ordered those to be put up today. I was like, you know, we're probably behind on this, but let's go ahead and do that. Ricardo says, glad Bianca didn't eat a random pin tonight.
I thought the fruit roll-up was coming there after she slapped Sasha Banks. I thought she was going to get in the ring and Sasha was going to distract her and Natalya was going to get the roll-up, and I'm glad that did not happen.
Marcus Ryan says, what other matches can you see getting booked for Mania? Riddle versus Sheamus for the U.S. title. Yep, even though we've seen that 100 times, it'll be good. Also, I could see they're going to have 24/7 shenanigans, probably a fatal four-way for the SmackDown tag titles.
Ladder. You got to get the ladder match in there, Sean.
With the ladder, that would be really good, honestly. I think that would be really, really good.
I don't need a ladder match.
Xanthius says, I fail to see any reason why Bianca and Sasha should main over Drew and Bobby. Drew and the Hurt Business have the hotter feud and have been the top of Raw all year. Sasha and Bianca can't main event SmackDown. Well, they would if that was the match. They would. But yes, they could. And Bianca Belair won something called the Royal Rumble. It is a tradition going back, I think, 33 years now.
It's not.
And 28 of those. I mean, it doesn't necessarily guarantee it, yeah. But that is a reason.
Yes, why. True. How many times in the last couple of years? I feel like the last couple of years, it's meant less and less to like winning the Rumble means headlining, especially because like you have the Women's Rumble and they haven't had, I mean, Becky did, but I feel like it's meant less and less to, if you win the Rumble, it guarantees a headline. Just means you get the title shot.
Yeah, and definitely, well, as we look at things, like Drew headlined last year. Charlotte didn't, obviously. Becky headlined the year before. I don't think either did in 2018, did they? Because they ran, what was the main 2018? I think it was
Roman. I assume Roman and Brock. Everything's Roman and
there
Brock.
There you go. There you go. So the last couple of years it has, but I would like for them to do that. There's a lot of reasons I want them to do that. Guys, yeah, please.
Leave I agree.
Yeah. Guys, please leave a thumbs up, comment, all that good stuff. Super chats. So after this match, Sasha Banks attacks Bianca Belair. Good. I'm all for it. This was good. Not going to complain about this booking at all, even though it just took them way too long to get here. Seth Rollins defeated Nakamura. This was a good match, and I don't know why it happened, Jeremy.
Because they don't know what they're doing. They're just like, hey, they had a good match on Sunday, and so we're going to run it back here on Friday. They'll probably do it again next week. You know, why not? I thought they were going to be a tag team. They both had red and black on. I was like, oh, man, they're going to reform the Wolf Pack out here. Let's go. It was good. And then, I mean, the whole thing was just to set up Cesaro coming out and Cesaro doing his swing and stuff. So building momentum, Sean. Why do any of these matches happen? But building momentum.
Building momentum.
You get tired of that term? I got tired of that way, way long ago.
I like that this feud is almost entirely prefaced on he tried to do the Cesaro swing to me, and that's embarrassing.
He just does it all the time. I think this feud is good. I think they've lost.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's the plot a little bit with, Seth being like, you had the potential and you just wasted potential. Like, I like that stuff. And then Cesaro trying to prove, like, you know, if I would have been given the opportunities that you got, I would have crushed it, knocked it out of the park and all that stuff. But Cesaro hasn't really cut a promo. Cesaro just attacks and does a swing and stuff. I need to see some type of promo from Cesaro, like firing back at the line Seth has given. And I'd like to see Seth pull in more of that and less of the, you know, over the top Seth Rollins. Never been treated like this. Never done right. Never done wrong. Whatever the hell he says, you know, he gets the black glove going and he clenches his fist a lot. And he's like, that's Seth Rollins.
I completely agree. Backstage Cesaro does swing him. And I'm with you.
He should have swung him into all the officials. That's what I was waiting for.
So myself and Nikita Krylov fan always had this idea. I hope it doesn't get us heat with anybody. We would always think of the most ridiculous Royal Rumble eliminations possible. And one of ours was that Cesaro would swing a Hornswoggle over the top rope.
Tremendous. I should have.
There was also one where we wanted Hunico to come out on his bicycle and Kofi Kingston to land on his bicycle, ride it around the ring, jump a couple ramps and get back in. We got a few of these. We wrote them down. oh man. I also like Cesaro coming out and helping Nakamura. I like the loose affiliation remaining there. That's good stuff.
They never turned on each other. I assume they'll just be back in a tag team after WrestleMania. Cesaro's going to win and just they'll be back in the tag
yes. team. Bezo Banks says Sasha and Bianca could teach a slapping class. Ouch. I thought that Bianca kind of telegraphed it.
Yeah, oh, she definitely did. Yeah,
threw it from her hip.
Yeah, she big time telegraphed it. Sasha's got the defense has got to be better. She should have seen that one. Yep. Come, you know, get out of there, Mayweather.
If Ngannou hits Miocic with one of those tomorrow, it's over.
Oh yeah, Miocic is he'll get out of that. He'll back up. He'll that little jab that he throws.
I know some of you don't care about UFC, but there's a giant heavyweight rematch tomorrow. And I got to say, Jeremy, my favorite thing about Ngannou losing that fight against Miocic was he was like, oh, no, I'm going to fix my cardio. And then he did, but he went and he lost to Derek Lewis by decision. And he's like, you know, I think I'm just going to do the thing where I throw my fist at somebody's face again. That was working real well. I'm going to do that. No more cardio.
I'm just now blasting through these people again. It's much easier. Yes.
He's like, I'm going to hit them. That's what I'll do. Anakin JMT says, Crash Holly brings out his scales, go over the top rope, lands on him. Rest his soul, man. I know the man had a lot of demons, and I feel like if he would have hung on a few months, he was probably going to get another WWE run down the line. He was probably going to get booked heavily outside of WWE. And today, Crash Holly would be like all over GCW shows and Black Label Pro shows as like that veteran. He was
WWE today.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He'd just be there.
He'd be. Yes, he would. You're right.
He'd be doing 24/7 title stuff with R-Truth. It'd be great, honestly.
Brandon Charles Powell says, suppose if someone picked me up and swung me around, I might challenge him to a fight at WrestleMania once I got my footing back.
I was worried Cesaro was going to slip on that floor with those shoes on. There couldn't have been much traction there.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking to sling your dick around, BlueChew.com has you covered. BlueChew.com, that unique online service that delivers the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost, they're giving you your WrestleMania moment. That's right, my friends. Go outside into your side yard, find a nice isolated area, make sure you got that WrestleMania dick tan, and get ready because BlueChew.com is here to help you, and you want to look like a main eventer. You don't want anybody starting up a hashtag to advocate for your main event. You want everybody to know you're the main event. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. Helps you achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED and maybe even some confidence issues. It's an online prescription service, no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Right now, you got people going in and out for all kinds of reasons. So you want to make sure that you're not going outside of your house and just hanging out at the pharmacy and hanging out at the doctor's office when you don't have to. You don't want to be doing all that. Their licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. It's a chewable, so it's ready whenever you are. BlueChew.com, code FIGHTFUL. And when you use that code FIGHTFUL, my God, I'm so excited to share this deal with you guys all the time. I'm just so excited. Free. Get your first shipment free when you use the code FIGHTFUL. Just pay $5 shipping. And you get your first month free? What? You're going to get that push, my friends. Somebody be down for the count afterwards. They're going to be looking at the lights. What? Jeremy's like counting it down. By the way, Jeremy was eating a fruit roll-up while we did this.
I muted my mic so you couldn't hear it. You said down for the count, so I was doing 1, 2.
Well, we got 69 three. Names. Look at her wearing the King Senpai Tong Lord shirt. There, when did this become a thing? Come on, you gotta. Anakin JMT says, "Hope Cesaro doesn't hand set the win like he did Breeze." Best moment of that episode. Maybe tell us what he's talking about, Jeremy.
Oh no, the party Wednesdays. Cesaro just handing games out, man. Bonehead play. Bonehead plays by Cesaro. I'm not sure it was a bonehead play. It was calculated. But a lot of bonehead plays this last episode. Everybody watch the Uno with the party on Wednesdays. The best thing in WWE.
If you want to make some good boner head plays, go to BlueChew.com, code Fightful.
Sure.
And you'll be given some away, too, if you know what I'm talking about. J.K. Schwal says, non-WWE related, but Stipe Ngannou predictions. I want Ngannou to win because it's exciting. It's really exciting.
You know, like Stipe, he does his Corona, Modelo's commercial.
Greatest heavyweight champion ever in the UFC, probably. But I want Ngannou to win because it's very exciting.
I think Ngannou's going to win, honestly. I think Ngannou is going to come out swinging. And I think he's going to catch Stipe pretty early.
What else we got on this show? Oh, yeah. Apollo Crews and Alpha Academy defeated Big E in the Street Profits. Now, Big E challenges Apollo Crews to his title match. And I'm just sitting here and I'm like, guys, 6 times. By the way, somebody asked if we've gone over our arch cover. It's happening right now. The show is on, my friend.
Maria's in the ring.
Yeah. So we can't, we're not doing that. But 6 intercontinental title shots. 6. He's going to win it at WrestleMania probably then, right?
I would think so. I thought they should have held off on this match until Mania. Like, doing it at Fastlane was just an awful decision. Honestly.
I would have liked it a lot more if Big E was like, before Fastlane, if he was like, okay, here you go. You got your match. You got your title match. And he's like, nah, I kind of want to earn it now. And then he just screws people up until Mania. Then we get that match. We so did not need that match at Fastlane.
He didn't even have to say, like, I want to earn it now. Just don't do the match at Fastlane. Like, yeah. No one would have been pressed if you just didn't do the match there, if you just kept building it. But again, this is... they threw a pay-per-view on between Chamber and Fastlane, or between Chamber and Mania for some reason. Like, oh, we got to get matches on the show? Here, Big E and Apollo. They've got a feud going. And, oh, we're just going to do it again at Mania. Just
match was good. The 6-man was really good. And that Montez Ford slingshot into the Chad Gable Northern Lights. Oh, boy. Man, I hope Chad Gable leaves WWE. Because I want to see what he can do.
It'd be great.
I want to see what he can do everywhere. I really, really badly want it. I would love to see him in Team Taz. I would love to see him wrestling Jonathan Gresham in ROH. I would love to see him doing like anything in Impact. I would love to see him facing every single person in New Japan. I would like to see him like wrestling for 15 minutes in the Globe Theater at PWG. Literally anything besides what they have him do there in WWE, I would like to see him do.
You don't like him coming out to Blue Collar Strong and, you know, whatever that theme is?
I don't. Evan Wright says he needs Chad Gable out of WWE really badly. Me too, my friend. Oh, my God. Ray Callahan. Gable and Silver?
Evan Wright says Gable and Hiromu. Like, Deegan says Gable and Hangman.
Yeah.
Chad Gable is so good. Like, so, so excellent. This is, I got the heat from your favorite section of Twitter. Joseph and I did, when we were like, you know, they had all the 24-7
little bitch section of Twitter.
Yeah. They had all the 24-7 people on Raw. It's like, man, look at all this talent here. Like, Metalik and Dorado and Ricochet. Like, there's so many talented people here. And people are like, oh, WWE doesn't have the best roster. Their roster is amazing.
Yes.
They just don't allow them to be the best.
Like, Akira Tozawa got over at one point. He's a very entertaining guy. Ricochet is one of the most incredible performers, athletes in the ring ever, ever. Humberto, if they would have put him in a tag team, I think he would have been serviceable. But I can't quite say that I saw in him what Paul Heyman did. I don't understand that. But in a tag team, I think he would have been really, really good. Who else was in there? Gulak? We've seen what Gulak can do. They have him inexplicably just grabbing bags for Sheamus. Pause. But it's so weird. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Gable's one of those guys. Like, if you just let Chad Gable go out there, Buddy Murphy, another guy. If you let them go out there and just have, like, 12-minute matches – every week, everybody like, oh man, look how great Look how great these guys are, but they don't
got
that.
Like rematch. But we got so many of these people not being used. Yeah. They brought in Jinder Mahal for Superstar Spectacle. They're like, whatever. Rob Wilkins says, Fightful merch idea. Jeremy Lambert glove. Let Fightful fist you. I don't think we're going to do that one, buddy. I don't. What do you think of the theory of Bo Dallas as the current Fiend? Like the idea? No. I don't.
Dude, if he is, Bray, what a genius this man is. He's like, I'm taking time off from December until March. And when I'm back, my brother's going to be running the gimmick for me. I'll come back for Mania, work Mania, take some more time off. My guy, Bray Wyatt. That's my guy right there.
I'll find out definitively.
No, it's over there.
I'll find out definitively. Like, I mean, that rumor like dropped off. It didn't even register on my radar because I thought it was so ridiculous, but I will find out definitively if that was him in there. Oh God, that show. I cannot believe your show is successful. I don't know how it happens.
Our show rules, Sean.
VFG says off top. I don't know why I keep doing your show.
Because we're the best bookers in the business. We're going to be hanging banners for best bookers.
VFG 301 says off topic. I don't know why I can see around August, July, August, Baker and Rosa versus Fire and Flava for the Knockouts tag title. Do you think it's possible? I think it's possible. I don't think it's happening though. No, I just don't think it happens. Did you block Joel Pearl for 5 minutes?
Yeah, because he suggested Chad Gable against Matt Taven. He should be blocked for that.
That's good. That's what ROH would do. You know they would.
He should be blocked for that. Don't come in here with that.
He's the gatekeeper of the main event. I think if Baker were to team with anybody for those titles, it'd be Deonna Purrazzo. They're IRL besties. I think that would happen. That pops me. Cable and Taven. That's good stuff. Big E took the pin here.
See, this is another thing of like, okay, I'm fine if you're gonna like beat Big E here. You shouldn't beat your champions because it's dumb, but like don't announce the match beforehand. Like just let Apollo beat him here and be like, you know what? You snuck one over on
me. Kick him in the balls or something.
Yeah, like you snuck one over on me at Fastlane. Like, I beat you here. You know I can beat you. Like, do something like that. And then you announce the match. Then have Big E agree. Let's announce the match beforehand. So they book backwards with this stuff. It's not difficult. It's not.
Jack Farmer, who does stuff for United Wrestling Network and CWF Hollywood, he mentioned, when I said music distracts the best wrestlers in the world, and he goes, but refs are distracted by everything but music. We need to have a summit here. We need to have a summit. I do wish like overnight they could get rid of a lot of wrestling tropes, like the distracted ref and all that. I wish these refs would have sort of tendencies and personalities. You know how it is, Jeremy. You're playing MLB The Show, and one ref is calling that shitty strike zone. And you're like, no, I'm turning the variable strike zone off right now.
Oh, that's a coward move, though, Sean. I don't do that. Now, let the refs have the personalities
you don't
get there.
You don't want to get
taking away
Armando
personality from the refs, from the umps. You're taking it away. You're Vince out here. You're just like, these umps don't have names.
You just want me to go out here and get Armando Galarraga'd by somebody. And that
The strike zones would differ from every umpire. Don't be a coward and turn that setting off. You probably play on easy too.
Oh, no. No, I don't. I don't. How dare you? I have pitched for a solid decade straight on that game.
What system do you use? The analog system? The whatever?
I use
the
meter.
The other ones. The meter?
Yeah.
I use the analog system.
I use the meter. That's the one I started with, and I never never really adapted or got different, but yeah.
Gotcha.
I will stream on Twitch eventually, me playing MLB The Show.
Oh, I can't wait. That comes out 420, right?
Don't even know if I'm going to update because, quite frankly, let's be real. The last edition had Trevor Bauer on the Reds, and the new edition ain't going to have Trevor Bauer on the Reds. So I think I'll probably keep the one that I got. No reason for me to upgrade right now.
Yeah.
That's main event. Well, yeah, I guess the main event in the ring. Mysterio defeated Dolph Ziggler. This match was really great. Ziggler did a fantastic humping powerbomb over the barricade. there were like a real, they relied a lot on their signature moves, like the zigzag and the super kick and the Famaster and teasing the 619. I don't think we needed Dominic and Robert Roode involved here at all. And I hated that it did, but this is still a really good match. But and Ziggler can still go. He can still go.
Both these guys are good. They had their first match together in like 2008, I think I tweeted. And then here they are in 2021, just, you know, wrestling another singles match. Both these guys are good. Just let them go, and they can. Kicking out the zigzag, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would have made that call, but.
Yeah, I don't think they needed to do that. But, I mean, ultimately, I get the feeling if Ziggler said, hey, I don't want you to kick out of my finish, it probably wouldn't have happened.
Oh, yeah.
But that still doesn't make it a good idea just because he didn't say, ah, no, don't do it.
Right. And then Ray wins, and I feel like we're setting up the multi-man tag match at Mania. Put the ladder in there. Sean will come out.
That was great on NXT. That was fantastic. That was one of my favorite legend uses.
Sick. Oh, God. I'm sick of these ladders. Sean, here comes this dude with his ladder all the damn time. Here he comes. What does this match need for no reason? A ladder. Because Shawn Michaels and I love my ladders.
Wait, did he do this before?
Every NXT ladder match is just, it's because Shawn wants it. This is like the one.
Really?
Thing.
I don't remember another one.
Dude, that's what they do. Anytime it's a ladder match, it's a Shawn Michaels thing. Shawn's like, oh, what can we do to make this match? Ladder. That's what we got to do. We got to add a ladder to this.
Like from him specifically?
Yeah, it's always Sean.
I don't remember him doing this on the
always.
Screen.
Always.
When else did this happen?
We got to throw the ladder in there. The North American title match.
You're picking a fight with your own imagination.
Any ladder match in the history of wrestling, it's all Shawn Michaels.
He's never done this before.
Every single one of them.
You are literally making this up.
Every single ladder match, Sean.
What bit is this? I don't watch your show anymore.
This legitimately isn't a bit. This is Shawn Michaels' fascination with ladder matches. And so anytime there's like a ladder match in NXT, we just look, they don't do it on TV. Yes, thank you. Okay. Who put it? Luis Padillo. They don't do it on TV, but literally anytime there's like a ladder match, you know Shawn is backstage and Paul is like,
he's never done it.
What can we do? But Paul is like, you know, what can we do for this match? How can we add some flavor to it? And Shawn's like, Paul, I got it. Ladder.
He's not even high enough on the totem pole, Paul Levesque, anymore. He can't
wait,
even
for NXT?
Not anymore. He got demoted, remember?
He's the only person who gets demoted and still works just as hard.
He's the Shawn Ladder. I would love it if people start doing the nicknames like people did on the. That's the only good thing about the Joe Rogan podcast.
Fine. You know what? Maybe it's not Paul. Whoever is putting together NXT, they're sitting in the big creative room, and whoever speaks, and they're like, "Hey, what can we add to this match? What can we do?" Shawn's raising his hand. He's like, "I got it. Let me tell you." What if we had a ladder to this match? That's his idea. And what if they look at their hands? What if they look at their hands a lot? And they're like, where's the ladder go?
Why am I so violent in this?
Guys, I know on television it didn't happen. The joke is that anytime there's a ladder match, it's a Shawn Michaels idea. So, of course, this time he comes strolling out with his ladder and throws it in the ring. Because that's what's actually happened. That's what happens. Is backstage, he just comes out with a ladder. He just walks around backstage with a ladder. That's what he does. He's like, you guys need this? Anybody need this ladder? You want to add it to a match? You need to get something up there?
He opens up his jacket.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of ladders. That's what happens.
69 names Deegan says, HBK is the ladder, and the ladder is HBK. It's the eternal circle of life. I love this show, guys. Anakin says, Jeremy wants to blame others for everything. That checks out.
He wants his ladders.
Evan Wright says, Chad Gable versus Ray Phoenix. Sean. Now I'm feeling Taven. Do Taven, then
I'm
do
ban
then
you
do Vincent.
For 5 minutes. They had a cinematic match tonight, Taven and Vincent.
Oh, Brandon Charles Powell says, you know, an exploding barbed wire ladder match feels right.
I'm of a ladder on Thursday's show. I'm going to do Thursday's distraction sitting on the ladder the whole time. All right? An ode to my hero, Shawn Michaels. We're going to have a ladder. Sean's going to come in here and he's going to toss me his ladder. And I'm just going to do Thursday's show from a ladder. Me and the ladder are going to bond. And maybe I'll see what Shawn Michaels sees in this ladder. Because he loves the damn thing, Sean. He loves it. He loves this ladder.
How many ladder matches do you think Shawn Michaels had in his career?
I don't know. What? It doesn't matter. He invented it. He invented it.
Brett did. He'll make sure to tell you that too. Just don't do another leg drop. I got to see Jeremy do a leg drop off a ladder now.
If Robert O'Neill pisses me off some more, I will.
I just kind of want more people to send us super chats about ladders right now, even though I was going to wrap this up at about 45 minutes in.
My executive producer is like, I got a ladder for you. Here, I'll bring it over. We'll put this ladder. God.
So I'm going to look. Shawn Michaels faced Bret Hart on Wrestling Challenge in 1992 in a ladder match. He was in the first four in WWE. Yes. He actually did one that I didn't even know about against Goldust in August 96 at WWF Experience. That sounds interesting. Of course, Triple H against Shawn Michaels. He had the two against Razor Ramon. We had Jericho and Michaels at No Mercy. So yeah, he was in a few of them.
Responsible for in NXT, every single one of them is responsible for all of them in NXT. If you've seen a ladder match in NXT, it's because Shawn booked it.
Really? Was he even around for the first ones?
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't feel like
he sent Paul a text. He's like, you know what this match needs? A ladder. He just sent him a PNG file of a ladder.
He said, yeah, Adrian Neville, Bo Dallas. Yeah. We got to have some ladders.
Yes. 100%. That was on the first takeover thing, right? Paul was looking for an idea. I know it because that was on the first network and stuff. And Paul's thinking, he's wrapping his brain. He's like, what can we do to make this match special on the network? Man, what? Sean. Hey, Sean, what can we do for this match? Sean's like, Paul, ladder.
So you say that he invented the ladder.
I told you he did.
The ladder or the ladder
the
match?
The whole ladder. Ladder anywhere. If you see a ladder, thank Shawn Michaels.
You know, I think that I know you're going to understand this reference, but for everybody else, I don't think they are. I'm going to need a good Photoshop of this. He follows me on Twitter, by the way. Not Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels blocked me.
He probably blocked you.
He blocked me on Twitter.
He's gonna
I don't
block
know
me
why.
After this. Shawn, I love your ladders, buddy. I'm going to have a
you know
ladder
what?
On Thursday.
You know what? You got me good and pissed off. I'm ready to shoot on Shawn Michaels. I went to Royal Rumble San Antonio 2017. Of course, what do? They bring in the hometown boy, right? They bring in the hometown boy, Shawn Michaels. He's there. It's like he lives there. Easy trip for him. How about this one? We were on the same flight out of San Antonio. He wasn't staying in that dump. He was flying back to Houston. For whatever reason, probably to go anywhere but San Antonio. Anakin says this is the most random thing to hate on since Denise and boxes. Jeremy didn't hate on it. He just said that it was Shawn Michaels, right?
I hate ladder matches. Knock it off. Stop doing them. Come up with something else.
Rob Wilkins says I'd buy WWE Home Depot HBK Signature Series ladder.
Well, somebody buy Joseph the bald Shawn Michaels figure,
ladders.
Please.
There.
Someone buy that for Joseph. I'm going
69 names Deegan. Look for it. 69 names Deegan said HBK came up with the Money in the Bank 2020 idea. Climb that corporate ladder.
If it involves a ladder, Shawn Michaels came up with it. I don't care what match, Home Depot, it doesn't matter.
Marcus Ryan says NXT takeover ladders. Every match is a ladder match.
I guarantee he's pitched it. I guarantee. Shawn's been when they're thinking about takeover names. Shawn's like, you remember the TNA? Sean probably has no idea what TNA is. Remember they did every single match was a cage match?
Lockdown, I do remember.
What if we do that? But every single match is a ladder match, guys. That's his pitch.
Well, pitch the stuff that you're doing. I got over 150 in Super Chat, so this isn't a total wash.
I'm going to be on Twitch shortly. I'm just going to do a bunch of ladder matches. Fuck it. Why not?
Are you? What game are you playing?
I was legitimately going to play WWF In Your House.
I figured you were going to play like NHL 96 and try to do a ladder match or something.
That'd be sweet, though. If Shawn Michaels could do it, he would.
Apology 69 names Deegan. She says, I mean, Asuka versus Rhea is the best plan D since my I respect it. I got to say, yes. I didn't expect it, but I do respect it. Main event Banks versus Belair. Hashtag out fuck everything. Hashtag, I think you did. Hashtag FTF. Hashtag too many hashtags. We appreciate you. And Anakin says, oh, wait. Did HBK come up with the casino ladder match? Yeah. That was actually a really dope ladder match. I love that ladder match. Ladder on a pole match.
Sure.
That'd be pretty cool. Somebody's got to climb up and get the ladder off the pole before they can use it.
And then you climb to win the match.
There you go.
And his fascination with ladders.
Oh, guys, on Monday, I am dropping an interview with Myron Reed of MLW. He, along with, you know, me, are trying to make Kentucky wrestling worth something. Me, Larry Dallas, Ricochet, and Myron Reed, the four horsemen of Kentucky wrestling.
You need more ladders, Sean.
Well, you know what? We're climbing that ladder. Ricardo Holt says, Red Bull and coffee all day for me, boys. Hashtag, fuck that fuck. I appreciate you, my friends. Sorry that we missed those. Leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. This weekend is UFC 260. Of course, we are going to have coverage of that Logan Paul or Jake Paul. Or I don't know which Paul brother it is. Jake. I just know they bring in the numbers.
It's we're gonna Jake have coverage because when I was Googling for Logan, I didn't know which one it was either. So.
Yeah. Either way, they drive traffic to the site. We're going to have coverage of that when it happens. Shaquille Majuri did coverage of the press conference. So if you're into that goofy stuff, we do cover that goofy stuff. UFC 260 tomorrow night, Tyron Woodley in action, Sugar Sean O'Malley in action, but the big main event, Miocic versus Ngannou, right here on this channel. We are doing a live watch along. I'll be there for the main event. Go check out Jeremy's Twitch. It's Fightful's Twitch, but it's really Jeremy's Twitch at this point. He's just running roughshod all over everything. Until next time, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.